You ever heard somebody say something like Christmas gift?
Oh yeah, that you're gonna be a friend though. Wouldn't be talking about strangers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time around here. We'll never get nothing though.
Well, how would you greet somebody around January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Say if somebody has done a favor for you, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged, appreciate that, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Say if your wife had to go downtown to go in a few stores, you'd say that she had to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And maybe
window shop a lot.
Yeah. And if she bought something, the storekeeper would took a piece of paper and
wrap it. Sometimes gift wrap it or Christmas wrap it or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it is sack it up.
And if he wrapped it when she got home, she'd
unwrap it, show it, look at it or something.
If a store ever sells anything for less than what it costs them, you'd say that they were selling
bargain or it don't sell.
You ever heard people say, well, that store's selling at a loss?
I don't think they ever do that.
Yeah, I reckon not.
Because they make an awful profit when they sell anything.
Yeah.
Dry goods, marked up anywhere around 75%.
Oh, I know some places mark them up 100%.
Yeah. Well, I know they double their money and stuff like that, but I mean actual profit on them.
Yeah. Say, if you wanted to buy a new car, you might say, well, I sure would like to get that, but it just too much.
Too much or too high? Too much money.
Just costs too much?
Costs too much. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I bought that out there, either $41 or $200.
Uh-huh.
I went out there, I didn't have nothing to trade in, see. And I looked and looked, and I didn't like the color of it, but I said, I'll tell you what I know, I'll give you $3,500. Boy, he said, I couldn't do that. I just turned around and said, well, I'll see you later. Boy, he said, wait a minute, let me look. He threw around there a few minutes, come out, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
You have to.
Same way that story, don't you? You really have to deal with them.
Yeah.
You know they usually got over $1,000 they can play around with.
More than that.
Sure.
I think that car yonder, I'll give $3,250 for that. I think it's marked up $48.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is...
I don't pay any bill no more. My wife does that.
Now you're too high? When it's just time to pay it, say on the 1st, you say that the bill is
due.
Mm-hmm. And some clubs require that you pay
dues.
Mm-hmm.
My wife always takes care of that. When she gets the bill, she pays it the very next day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till the 1st or the whenever it's due, she just pays it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were going to try to buy a new car and you didn't have enough money of your own, you might go down to your banker to see if you could
borrow it. And I never have paid.
Really?
I used to borrow them on the credit when I was just getting good started, But the last 20, 25 years, I paid cash every one of
them. Yeah.
That's where they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Keep the money. Money talks, as I said.
Well, he knew what he was talking about. Say, you probably heard that expression that nowadays good workers are getting mighty.
Yes, they are. They're good skilled workers, hard to find now.
Mm-hmm.
If they get good skilled jobs, well, they're working. They stay working. They stay busy. They don't have to be loafing.
Mm-hmm.